ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Name 522, Mahodadhishaya. I'm at 522 in Vishnu Sahasranam. Mahodadhi means the sea. Maha, great. Udadhi means water. And Shaya means lies on. So it's easy to understand. He's lying on the couch of Anandashesh in the great water, in the Kshiradaksha, the milk ocean, Kshiradakshai Vishnu, in the Garbhodak ocean as Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and in the Karanodak as Karanodakshai Vishnu. So it's easy for us to understand, those of us who are acquainted with descriptions of Vishnu. Otherwise, it's unimaginable. If we were to think, what's God like? What's he doing? Well, it's not possible for us to imagine anyone lying on a bed of a snake. No one lies on a bed of a snake, except Vishnu. What to speak of in the middle of the ocean? So he's inconceivable. And he's lying there being praised by all great personalities, all the great personalities of the universe. And they come, Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, they come and they glorify him. And Lakshmi is at his feet, massaging them, doing Pada Sevana, service to lotus feet. And it's a very pleasing scene, very happy scene, as he lies on the ocean. Another way he lies on the ocean is in the ocean of destruction, as the little child little baby, as described in the Bhagavatam, and in, of course, many of the descriptions in Bhagavatam are also given in other shastras also. Pretty much all the descriptions of the Bhagavatam, except the pastimes of Krishna, but they're all given in different Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. In Bhagavatam is described how one day Markandeya was offering prayers in the evening, Sandhya Vandanam. He's doing Sandhya Vandanam in the evening time, when all of a sudden, unexpectedly, because the destruction, pralaya, this takes, of course, there are different levels of pralaya, but the destruction of the universe with the flooding of the universe, that comes on scheduled time, but all of a sudden, he wasn't really expecting it, and it suddenly flooded the three worlds. He had a benediction not to die, so he lived in those waters, struggling in those waters, in the waters of devastation, with all the different dangerous sea creatures all around him. He wasn't going to die. He had asked for a benediction from Bhagavan, that he wanted to see what his illusory energy is like. He was interested to see it. Don't ask for that. We're already seeing it. So he was in the water for a long, long time, and all of a sudden he saw a banyan tree, and lying upon a leaf of that tree was an infant boy glowing with a charming effulgence. That's one version of it. The general version is that the banyan leaf is floating in the water with baby Krishna lying on it. Baladev says that, he makes the comment that Vishnu is lying on Anantanaga. Even there's a whole devastation going on all around him, and he's just lying peacefully. That's all. The waters of devastation, he's just lying there, very peacefully. Everything is disintegrated. It all merges into the ocean of destruction, but he's lying there very peacefully. So it's a very nice meditation. Mahodadhi Shaya. It's not such a common name, but we have Ananta Shayam. That's a better known name. One devotee from Andhra Pradesh, he was initiated by me. He had that name even before he came to Krishna consciousness. Okay, name 523 is Antaka. Antaka, it's a fairly common, well, not very common, but means death. There's a mosquito attacking me here. We don't want to put him to death. Her, it's all females come and suck the blood. Anyway, well, hopefully it's not one of those mosquitoes carrying multiple deathly diseases. Anyway, we'll tolerate. He is death. Woo! We have to be careful not to become death to the mosquito. He is death. Well, that's a pretty... sounds pretty frightful. We like to think of God as our good friend, but he's... Oh, we like to hear descriptions of... Let's not all our attention go on the mosquito. We like to hear descriptions of him as being very sweet, very blissful, as being non-death. His name is Amrita. That name just came up. Amrita. He's non-death, or he gives non-death, but he's also death. In Gita, Krishna says, Amritas chaiva mrityus cha. I'm non-death, or I'm the giver of non-death, but he's also death. So both things. Sadasats chaham arjana. He's everything which is positive and everything which is negative. Everything comes from him. So we may think, well, we only want the sweet side of God, but at least as long as we're in the material world, we should consider the other side also. Srila Prabhupada said that a person interested in spiritual consciousness should always keep death in front of them. In other words, they should always think of death. Smara nityam anityatvam. Always remember that everything here is temporary. Everything comes to an end. Antaka literally means, anta means the end. And ka means who makes. So death is the end. Mrityu sarva harascham. Everything is taken away by Krishna in the form of death. So remember, he's death also. And remember, yeah, whatever we do, everything here, it'll all come to an end. All things must pass. This theme we've gone through several times in this discussion of Vishnu Sahasranam. How he's time. There's an American saying or portrayal of death as the Grim Reaper. Reaper means one who cuts down with his big scythe. We don't see scythes anymore. We used to see still some places in Europe, you see, it's a long, sharp instrument for cutting crops like grains, barley and wheat and things like that. So the Grim Reaper, he comes and cuts away our life. Antaka means death, and it means who brings the end of everything. Actually, it brings the end of everything means not only living beings, but even the great mountains, the great planets. Everything in this material world comes to an end. So we should always remember that. He's the creator of everything, and he brings everything to an end also. But he is able to do that again and again and again. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Everything is created and destroyed again and again. Because he's beyond the conditions of coming into being and ceasing to exist. He's beyond time. He's beyond creation and dissolution. Therefore we'll find the next name is Aja, unborn. The next name in Vishnu Sahasranam is Aja, unborn. Unborn means he's also Amrit, he's also deathless. He's beginningless and endless. He begins and ends everything. Whatever has a beginning and an end has its source in him. Particularly this form of destruction, in the form of Rudra and Sankarsana, he destroys the whole world. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he comments here that even during the destruction of the universe, he still remains splendidly beautiful, handsome. It's not that he becomes something horrible, of course, to people who are the conditioned living beings, death for them is something very horrible. But for a devotee, death is something very... It means the end of his material existence. Srila Prabhupada once said that for a devotee, death is not fearful. It's just like going to sleep. And when he wakes up, he's with Krishna in the spiritual world. So it's bringing to an end that which he wants to bring. Or for a devotee, there is no end to his devotional service. There is no end means that in this life or the next life, he just goes on serving Krishna. It's just like you go to sleep and then you wake up the next morning and you go on what you're doing the previous day, devotional service. So it's for death, for a devotee, it's more spectacular than waking up from sleep. It's a change of situation, but it's not a change like the materialist change. They're impelled by their karma to take another position. But for a devotee, the devotee just goes on serving Krishna. So a devotee doesn't fear death. He steps over the head of death, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He saw death personified coming in front of him, but he stepped over the head of him. A devotee conquers death by the blessing of Krishna, who is Amrita. But for everyone else, he brings Antaka, he brings everything to an end. But devotional service has no end because it's on the spiritual platform. So this name applies to the role of Krishna in the material world. There is no end to devotional service. It is ananta. Krishna is ananta. He's unlimited. The spiritual world is unlimited. Living in the spiritual world is unlimited. It's beyond the boundaries of death, beyond the boundaries of time. But for materialistic people, they have to see Krishna in the form of death. Not the devotees. Devotees, they don't experience death. We don't speak about... We don't say a devotee died. We say the devotee left or disappeared. There are many, many terms for death in Vedic culture. Mrityu, Marana. But then there's also... Ganga Prapti, to attain to the Ganga, means you're supposed to take the person or the ashes to the Ganga. or swarga prapti, Vaikuntha prapti. Those who are devotees, they want to go to the swadhama prapti, going to one's own proper position, attaining one's own proper position. Otherwise, deha tyaga, leaving the body. We don't say leaving the body for a devotee. We may do conventionally, but it's not actually deha tyaga. In Bengali, say deha rakha, keeping the body. Keeping the body, the idea of keeping it aside, and deha tyag, sharira tyag, like this. Technically, we'll say tirobhav. That means there's avyabhav, coming into being, or being seen, appearance, and then tirobhav, disappearance, is the English translation of that. So for a devotee, we don't say, oh, he died. We don't say, we say, he's gone to Krishna. Gone to, in English they may say, he's gone to his creator. I used to hear this. I don't think people say this much, very much anymore. Gone to his creator. Because that's a Christian idea, that the body is the self. And you're created once. Gone to be with God. They may say to a child, oh, where's our father? He's gone to be with God. They may say like that. And child gradually comes to understand. So yeah, for a devotee there's no, if you say death, it's very, means finished, over. The atheists, that's what they say. It's finished, it's over, that's all. There's nothing. That's it. There's nothing more. But those who are theistic, they know, he's protecting us. He doesn't bring an end to us because we don't have any end. We're spiritual beings. When we understand that we are eternal, as Krishna is eternal, then bring an end. It means bring an end to the present phase of existence that we're in. Not that we come to an end. He's finished. They may say, I've finished someone off. They may say, they've finished him off. That might mean in a boxing match or to put him down in discussion or something like that. Or the worst meaning of that, or the most devastating meaning of that, finished him off, killed him. But there's no finish for a devotee. Therefore he's not afraid. When he understands, I am eternal, he becomes unafraid. He knows there's no death. There's a story of someone from Malaysia or Singapore. He was smuggling heroin into Singapore, which has a mandatory death sentence. Don't even think about it. Not because of the mandatory death sentence, but because it's against the regulated principles. So he had some debts or something and wanted to pay them off. So he was doing that, and he finished. He thought, okay, now I'm finished with that. I'll do it one more time. This last time he thought he'd do it, he was caught crossing the border, the causeway, as they call it, although it's just an ordinary bridge now, from Malaysia to Singapore. So mandatory death sentence. If you're found guilty, the judge has no option but to give you death. There's no clemency. The only possibility is clemency from the president, which he never gives. So he was waiting in prison, and he got this book, Science of Self-Realization, where there's one chapter which, going beyond death, something like that, I can't remember exactly. So then he became very confident. Oh, I don't actually die. So then he went to get hanged, and he was very confident. The executioner said that, well, usually you have to carry people in, and they're just completely devastated. But he walked up very confidently and said, I'm not going to die. Well, you are, sir. You are going to die. But no, you can't kill me. He had that confidence. So this is a name we understand. But we also shouldn't be so... we should be confident that we're going to be safe from death, but we shouldn't take it lightly and think, well, I got Tilak on, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm initiated, so I can do any damn thing I like. No. Don't think like that. Then again, we come in the realm of Maya. And then again, we become subject to death. Well, do we become subject to death or not? Krishna looks after his devotees. But even if a devotee has to take birth again, it's not exactly like a non-devotee. But if he has that attitude, nam no baladyasya hi papa buddhihi, then he becomes in a material realm again. He thinks, I can do any damn thing I like. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Then he becomes in the... Krishna may not... He's not obliged to protect such a person who wants to use the facility of devotional service to perform sinful activities. Then that's not bhakti. That's just making a mockery of bhakti. So we can hear this name and be confident that of Krishna's protection, but at the same time, don't take it cheaply. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.